It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out this week. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, food philosopher Michael Pollan helped to spark a revolution with the omnivore's dilemma 10 years ago. We find out how he thinks our relationship with food has changed in that decade. First, the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted yesterday to approve a funding request for voter ID education campaigns, along with refundable tax credits for the state's Economic Development Corporation. Jesse O'Poyan reported on the meeting for the Capital Times, and she joins us now. Jesse, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So in their meeting yesterday, the Joint Finance Committee approved funding for voter ID education campaigns. How much money were they asking for?
They asked for and received $250,000. I think there was sort of a recognition that they would have liked to have asked for more, but within the parameters of what was available, that was what they could request.
What do we know about what the campaigns would look like?
So a lot of this is a lot of the campaign is already in place. They created this campaign when the law was implemented years ago, but because it's been in and out of these court challenges for several years, they haven't really engaged the campaign a whole lot. But it takes the form of a couple different online ads, some TV ads, and their charge now is to sort of update it with the things that have changed since then and get it out. It looks like they're going to be looking at TV, radio, probably some digital ads, possibly like Facebook spots or even potentially ads running before movies in the movie theater.
Was there any point of contention about the campaigns itself, or was this bipartisanship at play?
It was a little bit of both. The original request, I believe, besides coming from the Government Accountability Board, there were some initial calls from some Democratic lawmakers, but those were followed up fairly quickly by a letter written by 34 Republican lawmakers who were asking the committee to, at the very least, consider this request. There were a couple of Republican lawmakers who questioned how effective this could really be, whether it might be a waste of money, because people who don't have the IDs or aren't prepared to vote maybe won't be reached by this to begin with. There was some talk of maybe trying to send targeted letters to folks who don't have the proper ID, but they were able to sort of reach a compromise or reach something that everyone could be happy with and approve the funding.
And in terms of the Government Accountability Board itself, it's going to be disbanded soon, dissolved. So who would, in theory, oversee this kind of campaign?
Yeah, it will be dissolved at the end of the month. The GAB's days are numbered. It will transition into an ethics commission and an elections commission. So that newly appointed elections commission will be the one to actually oversee and figure out how to target the ads.
Were any pieces of that new entity in place so that they could have a say in what was going to happen with the campaign?
They've been starting to meet, and they've been starting to meet with the folks who are still on the GAB also. They've been working on that transition plan, and in fact, the official transition plan was one of the things that was up for approval in front of the Joint Finance Committee yesterday. So those things are getting set in motion, and they're doing their best, I think, to have that groundwork in place so that they can just sort of jump in when the date switches over.
Now, you mentioned that this was a little bit of back and forth about the voter ID law, but also some bipartisanship. What did the various lawmakers have to say about the significance of working together on this?
Sure, I think it's nearly impossible to have a discussion about the voter ID law in Wisconsin politics without getting into the merits of the law itself and talking about is this a good thing or not. So there were some Republicans talking about the high turnout that we saw in the last election since the law has been passed. Democrats saying we need to fund this campaign, but we don't like the law in the first place, so we wish we didn't have to take this vote at all. And then there was some conversation about the federal trial that one of many legal challenges to the law, but the federal trial that's taking place right now, in which a former Republican staffer accused some then Republican senators of purposely trying to disenfranchise some voting populations with the law. So some of the lawmakers addressed those accusations yesterday, saying, you know, this was never intended to be discriminatory. They had no recollection of those conversations taking place.
And I understand John Nygren pointed to the session of the joint finance and said, well, we're all on the same page now. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but.
Yeah, something to that effect. I think there's sort of this, this is the law, and they can all agree that they should be trying to educate people about the law. And it's rare to get those small shreds of agreement in a body as divided as the Wisconsin legislature. So I think the hope is to shine a light on those moments when they do agree on something and are able to pass it relatively smoothly.
Well, it's worth pointing out that the voter ID law has been in effect for an election already, and then we have this new campaign coming up. Was there any talk about maybe continuing campaigns like this in the future, maybe in perpetuity, at least for a while?
Yeah, there are a few Democrats who said that they'd like to see this continued. The request that they approved, they added the caveat that this is a one-time funding source. So if say the Elections Commission thinks this is a good thing we should keep doing, they would have to come back and ask for that money again. And there were some Democrats who said, if we're going to do this, if we're going to have the law and we're going to have this education campaign, it is something that should continue year after year.
We're talking with Jesse Apoyan right now, political reporter for the Capital Times, and she covered the Joint Finance Committee's meeting yesterday. And the Joint Finance Committee also approved yesterday an extra $8 million in refundable tax credits. It's for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Jesse, what's the story there?
Yeah, so that it's not necessarily new money. It's money that would have been non-refundable tax credits, and they're shifting them over to make them refundable tax credits. They've made that move a handful of times in the past. I think they tried to do it last year for a larger sum and ended up withdrawing the request. But traditionally, they haven't used up all of those non-refundable tax credits, so the idea is to shift it somewhere where companies are more likely to take advantage of it.
And what did lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have to say about this one? Was it contentious?
Well, it was. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is another one of those areas, like voter ID, that is always contentious. You can take up any specific policy item within it, and it's generally going to evolve into a broader policy debate over the merits of the entity itself. So there's a little bit of that yesterday. There's a little bit of some Democrats saying, you know, they had some concerns about the fact that you could, in theory, have a company that doesn't owe state taxes and still receives these credits under this switch, and there was some heartburn about that in particular.
So, Jesse, this is a very important day for you, aside from covering the Joint Finance Committee yesterday. I understand that you're pretty excited because it's Flag Day.
It's Flag Day.
Why are you so excited about Flag Day?
Not only is it Flag Day, it is the 100th anniversary of the day that President Woodrow Wilson signed the proclamation declaring it Flag Day. I like any excuse to celebrate, any excuse to be a little patriotic. So we had some cookies and some donuts over here at the Capitol today. It's a good day. It's a good day to celebrate.
Have you been following the debate about the Milwaukee flag?
Yes, I have. And I don't know if you saw, there's actually a little bit of debate. I think you guys talked about it over mm-hmm. the Wisconsin flag, which I am, you know, I hate to share a whole lot of opinions, but I'm pro-Wisconsin flag.
I like the Wisconsin flag.
I'm a big fan of the Wisconsin flag.
All right,
flag,
you're on the record now.
I am on the record.
And what about Milwaukee's flag? Did you look at any of the ones that might have made it out of that contest?
Yeah, that's a little bit more of an interesting debate. I mean, I think they should look to Madison for the design. The Madison flag is a really, really well-designed flag.
Well, Jesse, happy Flag Day. We'll talk to you next time.
Happy Flag Day, Veronica.
That was Jesse Apoyan, political reporter for the Capital Times. She joined us to talk about yesterday's meeting of the Joint Finance Committee. Coming up, it's been a while since celebrated food writer Michael Pollan published the landmark book, The Omnivore's Dilemma. He's still eating locally and seasonally 10 years later.
What have I had to eat? Well, for breakfast, you know, the summer fruit is starting. So we had a bowl of peaches, raspberries and blueberries with yogurt and almonds. It was a very summery breakfast.
More with Michael Pollan on the 10-year anniversary of Omnivore's Dilemma in just a minute here on Central Time.